One and we're in.
How you doing, heroes? It is a little sneaky bonus. I'm not even going to call it an episode.
It's not even going to have a number, Scott.
It's not even going to have a number. It's numberless, man.
This is just fucking, it's not even subliminal because the note's there.
We're not even on Schindler's List. We've not even got a number.
Right.
Do you mean we're being moved from east into west?
Aye, but the train has arrived
it
and
has
we're
arrived.
On board.
Oh,
and
shit.
We're going to tell you.
Jesus Christ.
There's a funny smell in this cabin.
Whatever you do, don't go for a shower. We are here, heroes.
There's no cubicles in this big room. What's going on?
Fuck, man. I don't want to get undressed.
Where's the towels?
It's not towels, mate. Hey.
Why's that guy took the gold out of my teeth?
Snorker.
I'm roughing me, man.
It's not
I'm
that kind of shower.
Right.
We're here to let you know that we have, sadly, for us, joyfully, but there is a upsettingly low number of tickets left for hashtag live.
But it's not upsetting.
No, I mean
for
it's
us.
Not for us.
We're happy about that.
I just feel again, I'm no sick, right? But I hate going get your tickets because I know there are people who message me a week before the live show going, "Hey, big man, any chance you can get tickets?" And we canny, right? We canny. So what we've got on sale is the fucking max we can get. We actually had a bit set up that we were going to put the merch in and we've had to move that because we're putting bodies in there, right? people who didn't survive 7. This is as many people as we're getting. So there is a tiny amount of tickets left. If you haven't got yours yet, go to the hashtagshow.co.uk and get your tickets now. It's Sunday, December 15th, 1 till 6. We can say now, however, the acts that we have confirmed,
Scott.
Confirmed. We have got two of, in my opinion, the finest, not only comics from Northern Ireland, but two of the finest comics in the country. The wonderful, first of all, Mickey Bartlett. I'm not sure if you've seen. Mickey Bartlett, an amazing comic, very good friend of mine.
I think I've checked his YouTube videos out after you were telling me about him.
There's some videos that we've put out on the pages. You may have seen them. He has supported Patrick Kilty on tour. He supported Kevin Bridges. He has sold out shows in the Ulster Hall, 1,200 seats. An amazing comic. He is going to be over to Glasgow specifically for Hashtag Live, and he will be performing for the Heroes on the Sunday. And also, we've got the amazing Paul Curry, who is one of my favourite comics in the world.
Look at him smelling your
honestly,
face. You're
mate,
all happy.
I've tried twice to get him for Hashtag, and each time he has been booked. We actually thought we had him for the last Christmas show, but he couldn't get over because he got a fucking massive corporate booking. So
thankfully, we had with Leo the Silent Raver.
Thank So, I mean, it's pretty much the same.
It was a win-win.
But if you have never seen Paul Curry live, you are in for a fucking treat. Again, we'll stick some videos up.
These guys get podcasts or fucking YouTube channels that folk can check out?
Mickey's got a podcast. He features a lot on Colin Geddes, the General Banter podcast, but you should listen to his. It's a brilliant podcast. Mickey's got a couple of things. We'll put out some clips. I know Paul doesn't have a podcast, but he's one of the best live performers. If you've ever seen him at the Fringe, his show sells out every single year. Total sellout every year at the Edinburgh Fringe. One of the best live performers ever, and it's going to be spectacular, man. He's doing an extended set for us. It's going to be amazing. I can just see it already in that room with the stuff that he does, with the full production behind him. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. The usual guys have got obviously Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Ross,
Ricky Ross,
Stevie Ross. Ross Ferguson's back, and Ross is doing a wee extra special thing with his new band he's put together as well.
He's putting together a juggernaut supergroup.
The four piece.
Yeah. He told me the stuff that they're doing, it sounds mega.
Aye.
And he even reckons, he said, it's going to fit into the madness of
what we're... I've never seen him so excited in a text. You know when someone comes across like pure buzzing? He's like, mate, I've been doing this wee thing. I mean, I just made some straight back going, that'll be amazing.
Well, I was laughing, right, because if you... Well, also remember when we were talking about money, you said, speak to me.
Aye.
Well, he texts me about fucking that, and I said, speak to Scott. So like, he's come with a big production. You know, he's still getting the same fee, but he's fucking doing well. He's a lovely
Ross
man.
Ross has put together a band.
And did you know Ross was away then singing with the fucking classical? hooked him up with a fucking classical band.
I saw a couple of pictures of him in
that.
The was it the O2 they were doing it in, or the ABC or something? Or so, no, it's Bundon doing it, but one of the O2s.
Aye, one of them. It's great to see the big man doing well. He does, he's one of the best fucking channels in Scotland.
Scottish Adele.
He has a Scottish Adele.
He's what Lewis Capaldi sober. Wishes that's, he was.
Aye. If Lewis Capaldi had his looks.
Oh, I bet global.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Ross Ferguson will be there, Classic Grand, Sunday, December 15th. It's going to be amazing.
Do you know what
and
we should do?
We've got a few surprises as well.
There's always
going to
be a few wee silky surprises. We should get these cunts to do a wee video to vibe it up, get it up on the page and all that. Do these guys do things like that?
I can if you want, eh?
Because you just go, like, I'm not paying you unless you help punt it.
You love how you're vibing, don't you?
I like stunning up the back as if, like, you know, I'm the gaffer.
It's all about the vibe, mate.
Oh, I'll tell you this, right? Talk to me. Family fun days we do.
Yep.
My mate was doing like a kind of, went into a school teaching the kids.
28th of December is the next family fun day.
That's correct, Scott. 12 to 4. Classic grand. We autistic boy took a shine to the DJing.
Whoa.
Maybe okay. With accounting and stuff like that. Yep. Walked right on, brilliant, right? Yep. So he said, can you get him a wee shot? I was like, bring him up, we'll put him on the first half of the family fun day. Fucking gig vibe.
Yep.
The wee man smashed it. DJ Bro, his name is, right?
Right.
I thought he said Bro.
Oh.
And I was going, hey, professional. Aye. But no, his name is Brody. So Provi DJ
check.
Bro.
Right.
Provi check, maybe. Anyway, at the end of it, I was like, right, bring him down to the wee back office bit for his wages.
Right.
So he's known, like, this is how you deal with it. So Malcolm's took him down to the back and I was sitting and I was like, enjoy yourself, you man, aye. You've done great. Would you like to come back if I booked you again? The wee guy was maybe just like, I don't know, 10, 11 or something like that. He was like, oh, that'd be great. I really enjoyed it and everything. I said, well, I've got your wages here. £20, there you go. You keep that.
Yep.
He says, maybe if we can book you again. But I was thinking to myself, that's great for him now. He's had the experience of doing a real gig in a club.
Yep.
Then coming down and seeing the manager or whatever to get his wages. So as if, I hope he does, goes on to become a DJ. Shit like that's no going to faze him.
No, aye. And he'll always remember that night as well.
Aye, well that's it. Gave him a flyer of the gig that he's done.
You nice know, wee touch. Just give him back.
Just giving it back. You know me, I'm all about the people for a price. You know, I'm all about the people.
Obviously you build the venue for that £20.
Of course, well, that £20 was through the books. I did say to him there was tax on that, you need to clear that. Says, make sure you spend that £20. Pick any hat you want on your way out the door.
That's £20. This just has got a picture of your face that says 20 on it. Aye, that's 20 Malocalee dollars.
That you can refund in a merchandise store.
Ultrasonic tokens.
Speak to my daughter who runs the merchandise stall.
He's like, can I get a hat? And he hands that over. It's an extra £6 as well. Do you want a bag? It's 50p.
And it's a bag for life. Don't fucking moan.
See if he goes on to do a couple of gigs. I mean, I always remember the first time I get paid. You always remember the first time you get paid. First gig.
At the Fantouche gig, I used to do this thing where I was in conjunction with the Paisley Grammar School, and they'd done a sort of DJ production course, and the guys who were doing well, once a month we'd bring them down to do the opening set at my Not Normal Nights.
Right.
And a couple of them, two of them, have went on to become regular DJs, kind of working the circuits, and you can see they're promising. But all these wee breaks, I'd like to think, if it's done right, it just propels you and gives
you. Of course,
you
man. If you're getting the opportunity in a real gig setup where there's audience,
aye.
Do you mean you get a chance to do that? That'll be amazing.
I mean, and even like the, you know, the family thing. I know we're gonna have a fucking tangent here, but that's not what I meant, you know. But when I see mums and dads or carers or uncles and that dancing with the kids, there's something magical about that, you know. Cunts aren't out their tits and all
but
that.
Also,
but there's something
about this, but
magical about
because
a full generation.
You think, see, when they were younger at a rave, right, the mo and da, there's no way in their wildest dreams they would ever thought one day I'm going to be
dancing
with my
kids
at a rave.
Aye.
Arguably, or even in front of the same DJ.
Aye.
That to them must be like a whole experience that almost coming full circle.
Oh, it's madness. I mean, even then, as me. As the DJ, I would never once thought I'd be playing the records that I made 30 years ago, you know, and
with a bouncy castle in the room.
In the middle of a ball swap. Selling hot dogs.
I never thought I'd be doing a spin back on my track to judge a fancy dress costume. And what's your name? Lewis. And what you dress as, Lewis? A dog. Okay.
Big son of place, London.
I'm fucking turning into Alan Partridge.
Idea for a movie. Middle-aged DJ house kids fancy dress party.
DJ in a ball swamp. Catch a DJ in a bouncy castle.
Oh man. Oh, good change, mate. Good
is
change.
It a DJ? Is it a pinata?
It's funny how things work out, isn't it?
But you know, it puts a smile on my face.
If Jane Middlemiss could see you now.
Oh, I'll tell you, she doesn't know what she's missing. She actually does. Pure Jane.
But Live 8, Feed the Three Tunes, will be back on December 15th. The little amount of tickets that are left. And also, thank you to everyone who's bought tickets so far. You're in for a bloody spectacular day. So
you're
in
for a laugh.
It's going to be a great day, man.
You just need to control me and you. We'll be buying everybody shots because it's going to be a bit of a bar time, you know, for you.
I think I might need to get a hotel again.
Well.
And get on it, like a car bonnet.
You can do one or two things, right?
See, the last time, man, I was rattled, right? Because that's the first time I've went heavy and got a hotel. And it, honestly, see, if it wasn't for that Pizza Hut on the corner, that saved my life.
That's right, because
that saved my life.
Was that, you'd no long started seeing the missus?
Because Yasmin's friends
she brought her pals up and stuff, didn't she?
From Brighton. And that they must have fucking... Our pal was asleep in the pub.
I was going to say, they were blitzed.
I managed to carry her home.
But they obviously never got a hotel either, did they?
No, they were staying in the same hotel as us.
Anybody else out there in hashtag land coming along to the hashtag live show? It is a Sunday show, so I suppose there's work to look into for the Monday. So maybe a hotel's not an option. It's early enough day, you're finishing at 6-7, you're up the road. You're still, it's all good. We've all done it. Ripped the arse out of it, but you still got a good sleep.
Plus, it's Christmas time, so work's ramping down, do you know what I mean?
EH Hostel.
No, I can't do hostels, mate.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I've booked rooms in there.
Where is the EH Hostel?
A double bed. So, listen.
In Glasgow?
Right next to... See the Juries? Right across the road for the Juries, on the corner of Jamaica Street.
No, that's a fucking crack then.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, right? I went and looked at the double rooms. Would you stay on a fucking... What are they? Holiday Inn? Would you stay in one of them?
Aye.
It's just as good, if not as better than a Holiday Inn. Aye. They're double rooms.
It's just the word hostel, mate.
30 quid. I know... See if it was EH Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hostel hang geezers all the fear. I've looked at it. There's double rooms. I'm talking fucking mega. Clean shower, hey, clean bed.
Mega.
And you, listen, don't knock it. Yeah. 30 quid, 40 quid, as opposed to 140 at the Juries.
No.
Yes. Maybe cheaper because it's Sunday, I don't know. But don't knock it.
No, you're right. But, you know, I need three to lady, man.
If it's a special occasion.
Plus, I don't want to have to cross the road when I'm drunk.
Which is a danger.
I can just stagger on that side of the pavement.
That's true. That's
I
very
can Spider-Man
true.
It all the way up.
Hold on to the building.
Past McSorley's up there.
Ah, you've just got that road at McSorley's to cross.
That's fine, but it's quiet, that street. Aye. Do you know what I mean?
But anyway, and that's what I'm saying, the EH... I mean, that's where all my artists are going now. But I'm,
do you got continental breakfast for that?
Again, you can have your dinner in there.
No.
You can have a cut. You can say to them, this is a carryout, I want my room, and they put it in your room. It's frightening the shit of the day. You want a big breakfast? Whatever. You want late checkout? It's only like fucking £3 an hour extra. It's crazy shit. All the shit that they
I'll
can
maybe
get
have
you.
A wee look.
Don't write it off.
I'll not write it off. Do shit. But December 15th, Classic Grand.
£15 a ticket.
£15 a ticket.
Fee.
Booking
that's
fee, man.
Amazing,
I
man.
Mean, fucking, hey, that's your Christmas present to you.
And is that is this an app you stuck on?
No, it's just set up through our website. You can either buy tickets, you can pay with PayPal, or you can pay on your credit card or your debit card. It's all secure, don't worry, your details are not going overseas. But by doing it this way, what it means is we've been able to take the booking fee off. That's what it means. So normally we would sell them through Ticket Scotland, And obviously there's a booking fee on that as your transaction fee, but it just means this way, what we've done is we have absorbed the cost of the transaction, so that comes off at our end, and we've no, there's no booking fee now, so you just, it's just 15 quid flat rate.
And it's a digital ticket folk get?
Digital ticket.
So they turn up, they'll get an email with a ticket, and is it a scanned thing, or is it just
you
a...
You can scan on your phone, there'll be an email, and also if you have bought tickets, your details will be on the door, so even if you turn up, and some people have ordered a few scoops, and you forget your ticket, don't worry about it, just give them your name, your details, you'll be on the door list.
What, fucking email address or whatever part?
Aye. Whatever that's name you put in the book
of
tickets.
I might even look into that for my fucking Shazzle.
I'll show you, mate.
That's what I'm saying, it's just an app I fucking that you add onto your website. Or is that they go somewhere
built,
else?
It's built into this website.
Mega.
But we'll discuss that offline, mate.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there you go. So get on that, get it bought, and we will see you on December 15th. Check on the Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram for some clips of the acts who are performing. And remember to obviously subscribe to the show and listen to the episodes up until then. But we will keep a few things hidden because we want some surprises on the day. But if you're coming along, one of the hero crew, you're going to have a fucking belter.
A belter. We should try and get the guys to do a wee video.
We will.
They work a treat.
We will. We'll ask.
So, you know, in that wee special episode, if you are a patron, you would have had the wee thriller episode. Let us know what you thought of that, because we don't even know if it get released.
Let us know if you enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, keep up.
All the best. See you in December. Take care of yourselves. All the best.
See you later.
Cheerio.
All the best.
Bye.
Thank you. Thehashtagshow.co.uk.